You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for astrology and psychic readings with Lady D.
Lady D.
Live from LadyDPsychicParties.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astrology and Psychic Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Astrology and Psychic Readings with Lady D. I'm your host, Lady D. Hope you're all having an amazing week. So what we've got coming up for this week, we do have the new moon in Gemini. That is on the 15th of June at 12:54 p.m. That is my time here in Sydney. So if you are on the other side of the world, it'll be a different, possibly a different day and different time. So this is about Gemini energy. We do have the moon that's going to be in sextile to Chiron. So it is giving you a bit of a sense of healing on a like a wound or something that's caused you a bit of pain or a bit of issues. It could be around social groups or people, or even could be around sort of anxiety. With this and Gemini energy, it's all about, it's about expressing yourself. It's a chatty kind of energy and being social. It's also about networking and learning and growth too. The Chiron is in Aries, so it could be also a wound to do with like people in power or leadership or people who may be over-opinionated. And it could be that you're having to either talk to them, calm down, network, but it's a good thing because it's in the sextile, so it's some sort of healing, it's some sort of benefit, something that's being resolved here with that. But also this week, it's all about Venus. So we do have on the 13th, which is tomorrow, we've got Venus square Chiron. So that's bringing up a wound about relationships and also about money. It is sort of, Venus is also making its way into Leo tomorrow too. So today it's in Cancer, which is all about what you're being supported and not wanting to express yourself and want to keep things in. Going into Leo, it's about, it is about expressing yourself. So sort of keeping things in, it's sort of having things out. And it's also about like passionate and being creative. So, but it also with this Chiron energy, it is creating some sort of wound. It could be financially, as I said, or to do with relationships or in being like creative too. We've also got on the 16th, we have, this is a positive aspect, we have Venus in sextile to Uranus. So we had this transit last week too, but this is the exact sextile. The degree is happening on the 16th. That's going to be something unexpected with money and relationships. And this will be a positive thing because it's in sextile. So you might, there could be something financially that comes in. Also, it could be some unexpected, meeting someone unexpectedly could also happen, or creating unexpected partnerships could also happen as well. On the 17th, we've also got Venus in trine to Neptune. And I feel like that's about seeing through the fog, or seeing through people who are trying to manipulate you, who are saying, telling you all great things, but then acting a different way. And you can sort of see that and see how they're playing and seeing how they're trying to manipulate. So I feel like you're able to see quite clearly people's motivations and their actions with that too. So let's go to the caller. So we have here Sherry, who's in, it's in Battle Creek in Michigan, so in America. So hi, Sherry, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Oh, I wanted to ask a question. My son has court coming up here in a couple weeks. I was wondering how it was going to go for him.
Okay. Well, okay. So I'm not a lawyer or anything, so I just say what I get.
No, I know.
Okay. Is it about smoking? Are you a smoker or is he a smoker? Is it about smoking or anything? I just see smoking.
Vapes.
Okay. I'm getting it's time to stop the smoking. So it instantly gets straight away. Look, I feel like he wants to be a good boy, but I feel like he trips up. So I just feel like he has all these intentions of doing the right thing and being good, but I just see him like tripping over. So I feel like that he keeps on making the same mistakes, but he's always saying sorry. So has he been, because I feel like he's been in trouble before. This is not the first time he's been in trouble. I feel like he's been in trouble before.
Yes.
And then he's had to have consequences around that. So I feel like that they're not taking it very, it's not lightly because of what he's done previously. And I feel like that there's a like that he's known because there's a list of things that he's done. He really needs to change. So I feel like with this one, look, it may, what I'm, I could be seeing the past or I could be seeing what's going to happen. I am seeing like where he may have to sort of pay the price or, you know, have more consequences coming up with this. But he really needs to, if he does, it's like this is also a chance for him to make amends as well. So even if he does get a sentence where, you know, where he may have to, go into facility or do whatever, I feel like he needs to use it to his advantage because there's still a positive with this. So he can still, I feel like there's some way where he can still make change and become a better person. So he really needs to change what he's doing. Because I feel like if he changes, I feel like that he's got quite, if he does the right thing and he makes different changes, I feel like he could be quite positive and he could do a lot of good too.
Right.
And
he's realizing that now.
Yeah, it's also the people he's dealing with too, because he doesn't deal with the right people. And I feel like he gets caught up in the moment.
Right.
And he needs to sort of sort out who's really there for him as a friend and who's just part of the gang. So I feel like he's sort of cutting cords that he needs to do as well. It's like he needs to be a man and there's a lot of growing up to do. But I feel like though, is he a slim man? Is he a slim build?
Yes. Well, he's about 180.
Okay. I'm not sure that is in your, I know you guys have different, we do kilos. I know you guys do pounds. I think it's pounds over there. So I think he's small in kilos. Anyways, what I see with him, I do see him like sort of future being able to talk to other people, and like I feel like he can empower people and give out talks, you know, on how he's changed his life and what to do. So I do feel like that there is a positive path for him where he uses communication to be able to communicate and deliver speeches to people and to turn their life around.
Yeah,
so
he wants like he wants to be a counselor.
Yeah, but I see him also doing in groups of people too. So not just one-on-one, it's groups. I also see tattoos with him too. So not just tattoos, because I do see tattoos as well with him on the arm. But I see him, like when he's in his group of people, like he's dressed, like he's got a hat on, and like he's sort of dressed so they can relate to him, but at the same time he has this like attitude, but you know, you've got to turn your life around, and he's very vocal about it. So I feel like that even if this is not going to go his way, I feel like it may be a start of a journey to be able to get the certificates and get the knowledge and get the stuff he needs to change. Because I feel like that he'll be able to do, there could be like courses or something that he could do that he may be able to afford, because he does change. I do see change for him, but it's the work he needs to do first before we get the change.
Right.
But only he can do the change, and it's only he can do it too. He's very remorseful. I do feel like he's very sorry, and I feel like he's a great guy, but he just gets caught up in things. I kind of feel like he likes fast cars as well with him. It's like the adrenaline he gets caught up in too. But I do see a good future too. And I see you being there for him through thick and thin, and you hold him accountable, but you're also accountable, but you'll also be there for him where he needs you. So I feel like he's very grateful to have you in his life too.
Yes, I'm the only one he has.
I also see a dog with him. I don't know if this is a dog that's currently or one to come, but I see like it's either, if it's not a rock reeler, call them rockerly, like a black dog. It'd be a dog that you can just is like a friend, but sort of boofy, like a big dog that I see with him. They see with him too, and he wants to be his friend.
Right.
And the dog has a lot of character,
right,
and a lot of spunk. And I do things right together. So I do see that with him too. As well. Right. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, that's it. You hit everything right on. Everything right on. Exactly. You right. Exactly to the T.
Oh, I hope. I hope.
Yep. He's very remorseful when he gets caught up in something, and then I don't know. He just needs to go therapy. He gets stressed out, and nothing goes his way. He doesn't want to put the work in. You know what I'm saying? If it goes all right for 2-3 months, he's good. But if something goes backwards, which is, he doesn't live in reality, I think.
Yeah. It's unfortunately, he's the only one that's going to be able to make these changes. But I feel like that there's change coming. So I feel like that with this one, I feel like he will learn his lesson. That's what I feel like. So with what's to come, as I said, it may not go his way, but if it doesn't go his way, then I feel like it's about him starting to build the foundations of having a better life for when, you know, if he's going into facility for when he comes out, that he can be trained and he can start being part of the programs and, you know, talking to people and start doing what he wants to do.
Right.
Yeah. But I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much. That was a right on reading.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. So, buddy, so we've got an interesting week coming up ahead, you know, this Gemini energy. And even when we've got with the sextile to Uranus, again, it's Gemini. So this week is all about your relationships with people around you. And it's going to be really great. So if you want to contact me for a reading, you can. My website is Lady D Psychic Parties. My Facebook is also Lady D Psychic Parties. My Instagram is Lady D, my YouTube as well. So thank you, and I'll see you same time, same place next week. And I hope you all have an amazing week ahead. So bye for now.